Blog Talk Radio.
O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for the Lord God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Shall inherit the world.
night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
Night holds no terrors for me, sleeping under God's wings.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust.
It is he who will free me from the snare of the fowler and seeks to destroy you. He will conceal you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge.
You will not fear the terror of the night, nor those that flies by day, nor the plague that prowls in the darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon.
A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 fall at your right. You, it will never approach. His faithfulness is buckler, and shield.
Your eyes have only to look to see how the wicked are repaid. You who have said, Lord, my refuge, and have made the Most High your dwelling.
Upon you no evil shall fall. No plague approach where you dwell, for you has he commanded his angels to keep you in all your ways.
They shall bear you in their hands, you strike your foot against a stone. On the lion and the viper you tread, and trample the young lion and the dragon.
Since he clings to me in love, I will free him. Protect him, for he knows my name. When he calls, I shall answer. I am with you. I will save him in distress and give him glory.
With length of life I will content him. I shall let him see my Savior. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Night holds no terrors for me, under God's wings.
A reading from the book of Revelations. They shall see the Lord face to face and bear his name on their foreheads. The night shall be no more. They will need no light from lamps or the sun, for the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
A reading from the book of St. Luke. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may watch with Christ, sleep. I pray for those who are sick, homebound, suffering, and feeling alone this evening. I'd also like to pray for Justin, battling cancer for the second time, and my son Nathan, who is suffering from non-ordinary migraines, and for my friend Chuck, who is recovering from an illness. Well, who needs a new kidney and is praying desperately for that. We also want to pray for Deacon Elizabeth Stad, that he continues to improve. And Father Dennis, do you have any prayer intentions this evening?
I want to lift up everyone that has been hurt by religious figures or church leaders that are have led them astray or has become a stumbling block for them. I want them to know that they're not alone and that there are many of us out there that have gone through the same experience and that we understand and we're here for you.
And all of those that we hold in the depth of our heart, the church humbly. Lord, we beg you to visit the house and banish from it all the deadly power of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell and keep us at peace, and may your blessing be upon us always. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen.
Amen.